Complete domination from the Los Angeles Lakers, 126-114, the final score. Lakers over the Denver Nuggets, good start for the Los Angeles Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. Certainly a lot different than the way they started the previous two rounds against the Blazers and the Houston Rockets. And you just want the Lakers to just continue to build off this momentum. Only four teams left. Lakers are the heavy favorites, not just in the series, but they're also the heavy favorites now to win an NBA championship. And we know the storylines over the last couple weeks, the Milwaukee Bucks, the Toronto Raptors, the Los Angeles Clippers, three teams that everybody thought the Lakers would have to go through in order to win championship number 17. And that's not the case right now. And I'm not here to try to discredit the Denver Nuggets. I'm by no means saying that this series is in the books and let's start focusing on the NBA Finals. But I think, you know, this game is a great example of the potential this Lakers team has, and there's a reason why they're the favorites. Now, do you expect the Denver Nuggets not to make any adjustments? Of course not. They're going to make adjustments. Do you expect the Denver Nuggets to come back and fight? We saw them do it against the Clippers. We saw them do it against the Utah Jazz. This won't be the last that we see of course, the Denver Nuggets. They got pride, and they're going to find ways to try and steal game two, and that's coming up on Sunday. But if you just take the scope of this game, first quarter was a close game. Denver actually had a two-point lead. Look at just the scope of this game, and if you can make an argument how you think the Denver Nuggets can, A, find a way to win four games this series, and B, just make it a series. You don't run this game to run the series to six, seven games, whatever the case is. It's going to be an incredible challenge for the Denver Nuggets and, you know, for Los Angeles Laker fans that are out there. This is team basketball. This is the combination that you're looking for when you're trying to put together an NBA championship, and certainly Rob Pelinka and the Los Angeles Lakers organization has done so far. Let me explain exactly what I mean. By the way, you guys want to be a part of the Pizza Hut Lakers post-game show on 710 ESPN. You know I don't have to remind you on this, but I'm going to remind you on this. 877-710-ESPN. Let me know what you thought about this Lakers performance, what you expect this entire series. We could talk about specific players, you know, certainly what Anthony Davis did tonight and the rest of the team. 877-710-ESPN. I expect over the next hour as we do this post-game show that we hear from a lot of Laker fans. But let me go back to my point that I was going to make here. This is a perfect example of team basketball. This is a perfect example of what you would call a championship pedigree. What I'm referring to there is you have two dominant players, LeBron James and Anthony Davis. It does not get any more dominant in the NBA than those two players, and they both happen to be representing the purple and gold. Not bad if you're the Los Angeles Lakers. But then you start looking down that roster. If you're going to get production like this from Rajon Rondo, 9 assists tonight. If you're going to get Dwight Howard, who didn't even play in the series against the Houston Rockets, maybe he got some minutes at the final game, I think towards the end, but obviously wasn't a part of that series. Doesn't complain, doesn't sit on the bench and say, well, why aren't I in this game? No. Actually says, if this is what the team needs me to do, then this is what I'm going to do. I'll find other ways to be a part of this team. And then comes into this game against the Denver Nuggets, which we all knew that Dwight Howard, JaVale McGee, Anthony Davis, the big men are going to be important in this series, even though it wasn't as much needed against the Houston Rockets. You're going to have Dwight come in and have eventually 13 points, 2 steals, 2 block shots, and 3 rebounds, 4 of 5 from the field. Fantastic energy from Dwight. Actually, his energy was so good that coach decided, let me start him in the second half. I think that's a great compliment to head coach Frank Vogel that he would do something like that. And I'm sure he's doing it just to point out his appreciation for Dwight, not just what he was doing in this game, but his appreciation for not complaining in the last series and understands what the goal is. The goal is to win an NBA championship. Then you're going to get contributions from a guy like KCP, 6 of 10 from the field, 18 points. Markieff Morris chips in with 9 points, hit some big threes, also contributed with 2 steals. Danny Green, a plus 20 in the plus minus, 2 steals, a block shot, and 8 points, as well as 6 rebounds. Kuzma with 11, Alex Caruso. So why do I say all of this? I say it because if you were just strictly relying on two really good players. Okay, maybe this thing is up in the air. Maybe, you know, you'll win some, you'll lose some. But this isn't the case. What's on the case right now is the Los Angeles Lakers have the two best players, certainly in this Orlando bubble, some would argue in the world right now. That's number one. And number two, what more of a team effort are you looking for? How much more of a team effort can you ask for if you're a Los Angeles Lakers fan? And so far for the Los Angeles Lakers, that's exactly what we're getting in this one game, you can call it so far, versus the Denver Nuggets. You are listening to KSPN Los Angeles here. This is definitely one of those games where I think you'd walk away from a Laker fan perspective and appreciate what the Lakers did tonight and then get ready for Sunday. Because I think Sunday will be a little bit more of a battle. You know, these game ones are always interesting because you got these game ones. Teams are trying to feel themselves out. I think that's what the Lakers were doing against the Rockets, were doing against the Portland Trailblazers. There's going to be some challenges for the Denver Nuggets, and some of those challenges just come from this is a great example. Jokic had 5 fouls in this game, was a minus 19 on the plus minus. Part of the reason why this was such a challenge for Jokic, you got to guard Anthony Davis. Okay, you're not going to guard him all 48 minutes, but you're going to guard him enough that he's going to make you work on the defensive side. This isn't Ivica Zubac. This isn't Montrezl Harrell, which is what, you know, obviously the Clippers were trying to do. The big man is the Lakers' strength. Anthony Davis, and then you're able to throw out Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee. You're just being bombarded with players that can make it happen. And, of course, Anthony Davis was doing that. But if you look at what the Lakers did defensively on Jokic and Jamal Murray, 5 fouls I mentioned for Jokic. I think Jokic might have had 5 fouls in the through 3 quarters. I think he got that 5th foul right at the end of the 3rd quarter. Jokic had 11 points at the end of the 1st quarter, ended up with 21 points. Jamal Murray had 15 points at the end at halftime, ended up with 21 points. So I thought what the Lakers did defensively against those two players, obviously, you know, incredibly important. Obviously, a big time key for the Los Angeles Lakers, and they got it. They made it happen on the defensive side. Okay, talked a little bit about the role players. I want to just kind of key in on Anthony Davis for a quick second. Is this not AD's time right now? Is this not, you know, the moment in Anthony Davis's career where he starts making a name for himself? And I'm not talking about make a name for himself as an all-star. Okay, he's done that. First team NBA. All right, that's happened before. No problem. I'm talking about in big-time moments, Western Conference Finals, a chance to go up against, you know, one of the best big men in the NBA and dominate on both sides of the floor. This is AD's moment. Michael and I talked about this in the pregame show, that when he wanted out of New Orleans, this is the predicament and the situation he was looking for. Can I play for a contender? Do I have a chance to win an NBA championship? Is it not all on my shoulders and my back? And in this first game of the Western Conference Finals, with just 7 games left to go for the Los Angeles Lakers, 3 games left to go in this series, AD was the best player on the floor. He was absolutely unstoppable. 37 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists. And I don't know what adjustment this Denver Nuggets team is going to make to combat that. I don't know what the Denver Nuggets are going to do to try and say, okay, well, we didn't make it happen against Anthony Davis in this first game. This is how we'll adjust to it. Maybe they throw everything in the kitchen sink at him, and now it's going to come down to all the Lakers role players and probably having to hit jumpers and so forth, and that's probably what they will do because you don't want just one player to dominate like that. But at least in this first game, Anthony Davis took complete control, and certainly a game where he showed that in his first game of the Western Conference Finals, the Lakers can ride him, they could depend on him, and they can certainly rely on him in a 48-minute stretch. I want to give a shout-out to the Wallace Firm, official personal injury law firm of the post-game show all season long here on 710 ESPN. Have a personal relationship with Brad Wallace and the Wallace Firm. No one else I would recommend. Let them help you get the W. No win, no fee. 844-844-WINS or visit WallaceWINS.com. I do want to play a quick clip here. KCP, right after the game, and I did mention KCP ended up with the Lakers starting 18 points, plus 9 in the plus minus, a steal, a block, 6 of 10 from the field, played 30 minutes. Whatever you needed from KCP, he was delivering. Here's KCP with Mike Trudell, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet.
All right, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. So first quarter of the Western Conference Finals, Denver scores 38 points, and then it seems like you guys just adjusted quickly. What happened defensively, Kenny, starting in that second quarter and going out throughout the rest of the game as you guys built the lead?
We had a feel about what they was doing and how much pressure we could put on defense. We kind of turned that defensive pressure up the second quarter and throughout the whole game.
You shot the ball well tonight, 6 of 10. You made 3 threes. I know you've talked about the importance of hitting those shots that are created by your teammates. Kenny, what's helped you get into the rhythm that you're in right now?
Man, just staying ready to shoot. You know, I know most of the time I might not get the look or, you know, just be open. Just be ready to shoot at all times, you know, or just pass the ball. You know, I was at a good pace, a good rhythm. You know, just being patient.
What are the main differences between Denver and Houston and Portland, the teams that you've seen? What stands out to you that's going to be key, Kentavious, as you move forward in this series?
We know they're going to be relentless. They're not going to give up, you know, regardless of what the score is or, you know, what quarter it is. And we know they're going to give it all they got. You know, from Murray to Joker, you know, they're one of their two best players. You know, and we got to try to we got to figure out the pick and roll with them. You know, stay aggressive. You know, and try to limit them within their pick and rolls.
And last thing for you. How did Dwight Howard impact this game, not just in the first half, but then starting the second half with your group?
He was big, you know, just to put that pressure on Joker and just be there. You know, when we protecting the rim, if the guards get blown by, you know, rebounding, you know, just keeping Denver bigs off the boards. You know, he was so big tonight. He got deflections. You know, he was all over the floor.
All right, that's KCP right there. You know what I love? I love when we start hearing from all these players specifically about just the role players, how they're contributing, and they're all giving love to each other. You know, that there's no – Dwight Howard wants to compliment what some of the other players are doing. KCP wants to make sure the impact Dwight Howard got is credited. Man, that's what you want to see from a Lakers team at this stage. And certainly, you know, 126 to 114, I don't even think tells the full story. I felt like Lakers had complete control of this game by the time, you know, you're halfway through the second quarter or whatever the case is. And in tonight's game, you got a chance to see the Lakers jump all over the Denver Nuggets. And we'll see if that momentum continues here coming up game two on Sunday. All right, when we come back, let's hear from Rajon Rondo. We'll also get a chance to hear from Coach Frank Vogel. But Rajon Rondo coming up next. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Lakers over the Denver Nuggets, 126 to 114, the final score. They take game one of the Western Conference Finals. Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint, locally owned, manufactured, and operated. And with over 1,300 Vista Paint colors, your perfect paint expression is at Vista Paint right now. And don't forget, visit VistaPaint.com for your discount color sampler. Lakers win the Points in the Paint battle 54 to 52. So that was the only close battle. Other than that, Lakers pretty much dominated everywhere else. Only 11 turnovers for the Lakers. You got to love that. Defensively, I talked about the 9 steals, the 6 block shots for the Lakers. So a number of guys contributing. Assists, 33 assists for the Los Angeles Lakers. Rajon Rondo had 9 of those assists. So Big compliment to Rajon Rondo. 9 assists in just 22 minutes of play, plus 13 for the Lakers and the plus minus. Here's Rajon Rondo, playoff Rondo, as they like to call him, right after the game on the Lakers' 12-point win over the Denver Nuggets.
Rajon, we got to start with that shot you had in the fourth quarter. You kind of got forced behind the basket on a drive and you lofted it over the backboard and into the rim through the basket. Do you practice that a little bit?
I haven't practiced in probably about 12 years. Got lucky tonight. You know, my main objective was to get the ball above the backboard and give it an arc and give it a chance to go in.
You passed Michael Jordan tonight with your 7th assist of the game. You're now 10th all-time in career playoff assist leaders. What does that mean to you?
It just means I play with a lot of great players. You know, I can't take a lot of the credit, even though my job is to get guys the ball. But at the end of the day, you don't compete in assist with those guys and put in the basket. So it's a credit to I've been in the game for a long time and played with a lot of great players, and those guys have made me look pretty good.
This team struggled in the first two game ones of the playoffs, not tonight. What was the difference, do you think?
A couple of days to obviously hone in on those guys' tendencies. And they actually got up to a great start in the first quarter. So they hit us in the mouth first quarter. We were able to respond and kind of hunker down on our defense and get some stops the rest of the game.
Hey, Rajan, it's Dave. I know you like to do, kind of funny math sometimes, talking about how many shots attempt people get or whatever, but we'll talk about age. LeBron doing what he's doing at 35, you doing what you're doing at 34. Is that a testament to how you guys have prepared your bodies? Is that a testament to sports science improving over the course of your careers? Can you explain?
I think just a discipline that we put into our body. I'm not spending $1 million on my body, but I'm spending $1 million on it. So, LeBron is one of the best. Obviously, playing with him last year, you see how disciplined and focused he is and the emphasis on him taking care of his body. I play with a lot of other greats. KG was great for me at a young age, just knowing how to continue to stay in the weight room, take proper care of your body, and it helps the main focus. So I try to take a little notes from everyone I played with in the past, so many great vets, and add it to my game. So I think that's why I'm able to last so long, 14 season, and
Brad,
thank you, Rondo. How would you describe the way Dwight played tonight, and especially the fact that he didn't play a lot in the second round series? I think he played 15 total minutes tonight. He played 16 against Denver.
Well, I've been telling him all last 2 weeks he's going to be our X factor this series, and I'm very happy that he got the opportunity to come out and play and display his talent and show how much we need him. Like I said, I told him it's a Houston series. Things don't go as his way at times, but championship run, you need all 15 guys. And that's what we displayed tonight. Coach being able to go deep in the bench and use guys that we haven't even used last series. So it's a testament to the management. We're able to be flexible, go small, go big. And tonight, Dwight Howard especially, great for us.
All right, you guys can take it there.
You guys had problems with turnovers in the last series, and obviously Houston's a very different defensive team, but what have you guys done in the last week to make sure the ball's here? You guys know turnovers tonight. LeBron is at 3 to 12 assists. What have you guys done in the last week to work on ball security?
Nothing.
We made
an emphasis as far as taking care of the ball. Myself, LeBron, AD, we're going to obviously have the ball as much as possible, or a lot more than anybody else in the game, so if us three combined and keep it under 10, I think we'll end up, less than maybe 14, 15 a game, and that's what we need. Give ourselves a chance, put the ball in the glass, and play against a set defense.
All right, that's Rajon Rondo right there. One of the things I want to point out on Rajon Rondo, didn't play in the first round. First game against the Houston Rockets. Remember, he's had those back spasms. Coach even talked about they're trying to be smart with Rondo. Games 2, 3, and 4, I thought he was the difference maker of the series against the Rockets. I really did. Michael and I were going back and forth on this, but I thought without Rajon Rondo, that series is completely different. Then you come out in game one against the Denver Nuggets, and he's incredibly impactful again. Just adds an element for the Los Angeles Lakers that we just haven't had. What I'm referring to there is you put so much pressure on LeBron James every single night to do everything, grab rebounds, get assists, certainly control the offense. At least there's still a flow when Rajon Rondo's in and LeBron James goes to the bench. And I point that out because how many lobs was he throwing just perfect dimes to Anthony Davis, beautiful passes to Dwight Howard? That's Rajon Rondo. That's what he does. Completely unselfish basketball player, and certainly a player at this stage of his career where only one thing matters, and that's winning an NBA championship. All right, Lakers head coach Frank Vogel addressed the media as well. Lakers over the Denver Nuggets, 126-114. Let's hear what head coach Frank Vogel thought of the Lakers' 12-point win.
Hey, Frank, after Denver scored 38 in that first quarter, what did you see defensively switch to start the second?
Not being happy with giving up 38 points in the first quarter. It was the biggest thing. You know, these guys are extremely difficult to guard. And, you know, it's going to take some time for us to figure out all the coverages and be sharp with them. And we know the coverages, but it just sometimes it takes a little time to figure out a team. And, you know, I thought we did ratchet up our attention, detail, focus, physicality, effort in the second quarter. I challenged our guys to go have it be one of those games where we go, all right, we gave up a big first quarter. Okay, let's go 20-point quarter, 20-point quarter, 20-point quarter. And they responded to that. We were on a path for that before we, you know, obviously the fourth quarter, we didn't play well enough. But they definitely picked up the focus and had a strong defensive night after the first.
Hey, Frank, after losing game ones in the last two series, you guys came out tonight really in a great rhythm. What did you do differently this time around to play so well from the get-go and throughout this game?
Not much. You know, our preparation was still very, very thorough, as it was in the first two series, even though we didn't have success in that first game. You know, we still bring in an enormous attention to detail to what we have to do to beat our opponent in these playoff rounds. And you know, we managed the workload very similarly. But we just talked about pregame that even though we lost game one and won the series the last couple of times, that we need to get game one. You know, that this is a very, very impressive team. We don't want to drop any games, and this was an important game for us.
Hey, Frank, it's Dave. The fact that you have 35-year-old LeBron, 34-year-old Rondo, 34-year-old Dwight, obviously with that comes the veteran experience, but also you have guys who obviously take care of their bodies. What's the commonality, the common thread you see from those guys in particular being able to perform still, being in the league this long?
Yeah, well, I think those guys, like you said it, they all take care of their bodies really well. You know, Dwight in particular lost a lot of weight coming into this season, wanted to change his body because he's having back issues. And, you know, all that work coming into this year has paid dividends. Rondo works extremely hard. Obviously, you know, LeBron's work ethic is legendary with how he takes care of his body. And, you know, their spirit is young. You know, they continue to you know, really enjoy the game of basketball, really enjoy the process of preparing for an opponent, study a team, thinking things out, working on those things in practice, and it shows up on the court.
Frank, in the halftime on the broadcast, they showed you asking the guys, what is this team known for? And they all sort of spoke back to you and said, second half comebacks. How much did you drill that into – well, I guess you didn't have that many days to do it, but how much did you drill that into the guys that this is not a team that you can feel comfortable around?
Yeah, well, this is an opponent we all greatly respect, you know, and save for the comebacks, we respect what they're capable of doing on both ends of the floor. But to see them go 3-1 back-to-back series, I don't think it's ever been done in the history of the NBA. Just shows that this is an historic type of resilient team. And, you know, we got to understand that both with a series lead 1-0 right now and wherever it goes, but also within games, you know, both, I think all three of the games that they came back in the previous series, you know, they had first half deficits that they overcame in the third quarter. So they're familiar there. They're confident there, and we got to make sure we keep the foot on the gas.
Allie?
Sure. Kyle, did you have-
Yeah, just Mike said yesterday that I'm sorry if this has already been asked, but said yesterday he didn't want this to be a track meet. How much of your game plan was just let's use our speed, let's use our physicality, let's make sure we get those elements going early to show our physical dominance?
Yeah, well, that's why I love about our team. You know, we want to be the most physical team on the floor every time we take the floor, regardless of who we're playing. And we have a physical team. You know, we got big, strong guys. But a lot of times teams with big, strong guys don't have the speed to match it. And we have the ability to do both. You know, so we want to push the tempo. We want to play with great pace, attack. That's Laker basketball, playing fast break basketball. But doing it while exhibiting a great deal of physicality too. And I was happy with where that was at tonight. But this team, the Denver Nuggets team, they're physical and tough as well. They're big and strong, and you know, they're mentally tough. And you know, this is going to be a tough series.
All right, that's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel right there. By the way, I love this. I love that coach, even with this type of win, does nothing but compliment the Denver Nuggets, shows respect to the Denver Nuggets, talks about how this is an incredibly dangerous team. And by the way, that's how he should be approaching these games, but I'm sure that's a mindset. He's making sure it tells Lakers team, do not let your foot off the gas. Lakers over the Denver Nuggets, 126-114. When we come back, we'll hear from one of the greatest players of all time, LeBron James. And he had, I saw it on Twitter, a lot of interesting things to say, specifically about that MVP that Giannis Antetokounmpo got earlier today. So you don't want to miss this coming up. Pizza at Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
12-point win for the Los Angeles Lakers over Denver. Just quick reminder, Sunday, Game 2. Western Conference Finals, Lakers and the Nuggets. Coverage beginning on 710 ESPN at 3 p.m. So Lakers will get a chance to go up 2-0. Certainly for the Lakers, this is a good start, but it's only a start. So we certainly don't want to get too excited. I want to take a quick phone call here. If you want to be a part of the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show, by the way, 877-710-ESPN. Mark calling in from L.A. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, what's up, Sliwa? I love the way the Lakers came out tonight. You know, they've been coming out flat in these game ones, and you figure, you know, Denver's had a couple coming off a grueling series, game seven series, and how they would come out, and Lakers really didn't let them get off after that first quarter. You're thinking, okay, Denver looks like they're fired up, but
sure.
It's the Lakers. I think the Lakers' size, athleticism, and length is just going to be too much in the series. As good as Joker and Murray are, I just don't think they could have anybody really who can contain our bigs there. So they're just going to be able to feast in this series. I just feel like Millsap is just too slow. Jokic is too unathletic, and really they don't have Plumlee. Really is not much of an offensive threat. So I think we're just going to be able to pound them inside, take them, attack them at will, and try to make them a two-man offense with Jokic and Murray, which I think the Lakers' defense is going to be able to wear out in, because they don't have anybody else besides Porter who can really get going by himself, get his own offense going. So
good stuff, Mark.
It's going to be a short series.
No, well, good stuff, and I appreciate the call and your analysis there. Jokic, 21 points. He had 11 in the first quarter, only scored 10 points the rest of the game. Jamal Murray, 21 points. He had 15 at halftime, only scored 6 points in the second half. So I think you're on to something there. Listen, if somebody wants to try to explain to me how Denver, you know, you just don't see this being, how does a Denver team grab 4 games against the Los Angeles Lakers? I know it's just one game, but I think you could tell when you get an opportunity to see, we saw this a little bit with Houston, we saw it a little bit with Portland. As the series started progressing, you're like, yeah, this team's got no shot. I'm not saying that about Denver through one game, but let's just say it's going to be an incredible, incredible challenge for the Denver Nuggets. LeBron James, in tonight's game, had 15 points, 12 assists, and 6 rebounds. About to play his post-game interview right here. Before I do, it was also announced earlier today, Giannis Antetokounmpo wins his second MVP award. I know this was addressed in his post-game presser. Only 16 votes out of 101 went to LeBron James. We'll get LBJ's thoughts.
We just try to follow the game plan. You know, try not to foul, and put teams on the free throw line because those are easy points. And then we trust our game plan. We trust our, what we've been doing all throughout the course of this whole year. We have a lot of length out there with myself, AD, Dwight, KCP, and Danny, with the start of that third quarter. And we're able to, get some deflections, get some turnovers, and get out and do what we do best on the break. But, just having that type of size and that athleticism helps us out tremendously.
I know you talked about using game one as a feel-out game. Was there anything even after the first quarter, LeBron, that you guys identified when things seemed to switch for you defensively starting in the second quarter?
Well, yeah, I mean, we knew the first quarter definitely wasn't Laker basketball, Laker defense. And, we just had some breakdowns. We had some breakdowns, but it took a quarter for us to kind of figure it out. Not saying that we fully figured them out because it's too early in the series to say that, but we started to get a better feel, started to get a better rhythm defensively. We started to get some stops in that second quarter and able to build that lead up going into halftime.
Hey, LeBron, it's Dave. We spoke about the MVP award with you back in March, and you said it's not something that's ever motivated you. Your true motivation is to try to be considered the best ever. But when you see the results come out tonight and or today, knowing you've won it four times, but now you've come in second four times, what's that feeling like for you, and what did you think of the results?
Pissed me off. That's my true answer. It pissed me off because out of 101 votes, I got 16 first place votes. That's what pissed me off more than anything. Not saying that the winner wasn't deserving of the MVP. But that pissed me off. And I finished second a lot in my career, either from a championship and now four times as an MVP. Like I said, I never came into this league saying, let me be an MVP or be a champion. I've always said, I just want to get better and better every single day. And those things that take care of yourself. There's some things that's just out of my hand and some things you can't control. But it pissed me off.
Did you surprise yourself by the reaction you had when you saw those results? Did you know that? I'm just wondering if you knew that you would have this strong of a reaction to seeing those numbers.
No.
Allie?
How good?
Ron, do you feel like the MVP criteria is something that rewards the most valuable player in the league?
I don't know. I'm not going to sit up here and talk about what the criteria should be or what it is. It's changed over the years since I've gotten to the league. I know that. It's just changed. It's changed a lot. Sometimes it's, the best player on the best team. Sometimes it's the guy with the best season statistically. It's changed over the course of my career. I mean, you don't know, but Giannis had a hell of a season. I can definitely say that.
Anyone else on the fence? Tanisha, do you have anybody on your end?
Yeah, just last two, LJ. We'll go Bill Orme.
Hey, LeBron. In the past, when you've had – call them slights or whatever, when you finished second in the past, did it bother you as much? And then the next question would be, how much of your strong reaction do you think has to do with the fact that you've done what you've done in year 17 at 35 with a new team? Does that factor into your kind of motion here?
I have no idea. I mean, I'm fine. Don't get it twisted. Like, I'm going back to my room. I'm perfectly fine. I mean, we're at 1-0 in the Western Conference Finals. I'm absolutely fine. So don't. Like, I was pissed off at the reaction earlier when I saw it. Absolutely great now. I'm going back to my room, drink some wine, and sleep very well tonight. So let's not get it twisted. I'm great. It's just the voting scale is a little weird to me sometimes. I mean, if you take 2012, if you just stick with me here. 2012, 2013, I had a chance to be Defensive Player of the Year and also MVP on the same season. And that year, Mark Gasol was rewarded Defensive Player of the Year. But he made second team all defense. Okay, so that doesn't make sense. It's like being the MVP of the league, but you make second team all NBA. That's when I really started to look at things a little bit kind of like differently. I was like, how does that even make any sense? It's like being rookie of the year, but you make second team all rookie. You know, and then I looked at the most improved this year, and rightfully so, Brandon Ingram was amazing. And I thought he should have won it. But did you see the votes that Devontae Graham get? He averaged 4 points last year compared to 17 and a half. If that's not improving, what is? And it's just a weird thing sometimes that I don't know how much we are really watching the game of basketball, or are we just in the narration mode, the narrative?
Okay, last question, Bill Plaschke.
Yeah, LeBron, given all this team has been through and all you've had to lead them through this year, how would you compare this to your other MVP years, the years you've won MVP?
I don't even remember. I don't remember, actually. I don't know. I don't remember, to be completely honest. It's gonna be hard for me to answer that question. You got another one for me?
All right, that's LeBron James right there. Listen, you know what I walk away with? Listen to LeBron James talking about how getting 16 of 101 potential votes for MVP. And I don't have to sit here all day. I've said that he's the most valuable player. He's the best player in the world. Michael and I spent a lot of time doing that in the pregame show. I think it's absurd that LeBron is not voted as MVP. But to hear LeBron kind of voice his opinion on it, I think you got to like that if you're a Laker fan. Here's somebody now that is already so accomplished, but doesn't it feel like he's got a chip on his shoulder just listening to him right there? Doesn't it feel like LeBron James, who's trying to grab his fourth NBA championship, would be the opportunity as a three-time MVP, finals MVP with three different teams, which has never been accomplished before? Some big time stuff still left in front of the Los Angeles Lakers. So I'm sure there's AD's got some individual awards that he feels like, okay, well, how did I not get Defensive Player of the Year? LeBron, how did I not get MVP? But the only award that matters at the end is winning the NBA championship. LeBron actually just tweeted out 16 out of 101. Okay, cool. I got y'all. So that's LeBron James right there. Let's hear, when we come back, we're going to hear from who I would say was the best player on the floor tonight. No question, Anthony Davis was the best player on the floor tonight. 37 points, 10 rebounds, and 4 assists. 12 of 15 free throws. Anthony Davis coming up next. Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
12-point win for the Los Angeles Lakers over Denver. Just quick reminder, Sunday, Game 2. Western Conference Finals, Lakers and the Nuggets. Coverage beginning on 710 ESPN at 3 p.m. So Lakers will get a chance to go up 2-0. Certainly for the Lakers, this is a good start, but it's only a start. So we certainly don't want to get too excited. I want to take a quick phone call here. If you want to be a part of the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show, by the way, 877-710-ESPN. Mark calling in from LA. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, what's up, Sliwa? I love the way the Lakers came out tonight. You know, they've been coming out flat in these game ones, and you figure, you know, Denver's had a couple coming off a grueling series, game seven series, and how they would come out, and the Lakers really didn't let them get off after that first quarter. You're thinking, okay, Denver looks like they're fired up, but
sure.
The Lakers, I think the Lakers' size, athleticism, and length is just going to be too much in the series. As good as Joker and Murray are, I just don't think they could have anybody really who can contain our bigs there. So they're just going to be able to feast in this series. I just feel like Millsap is just too slow. Jokic is too unathletic, and really they don't have Plumlee really is not much of an offensive threat. So I think we're just going to be able to pound them inside, take them, attack them at will, and try to make them a two-man offense with Jokic and Murray, which I think the Lakers' defense is going to be able to wear out in, because they don't have anybody else besides Porter who can really get going by himself, get his own offense going. So
good stuff, Mark.
It's going to be a short series.
No, well, good stuff, and I appreciate the call and your analysis there. Jokic, 21 points. He had 11 in the first quarter, only scored 10 points the rest of the game. Jamal Murray, 21 points. He had 15 at halftime, only scored 6 points in the second half. So I think you're on to something there. Listen, if somebody wants to try to explain to me how Denver, you know, you just don't see this being, how does a Denver team grab 4 games against the Los Angeles Lakers? I know it's just one game, but I think you could tell when you get an opportunity to see, we saw this a little bit with Houston, we saw it a little bit with Portland. As the series started progressing, you're like, yeah, this team's got no shot. I'm not saying that about Denver through one game, but let's just say it's going to be an incredible, incredible challenge for the Denver Nuggets. LeBron James, in tonight's game, had 15 points, 12 assists, and 6 rebounds. About to play his post-game interview right here. Before I do, it was also announced earlier today, Giannis Antetokounmpo wins his second MVP award. I know this was addressed in his post-game presser. Only 16 votes out of 101 went to LeBron James. We'll get LBJ's thoughts.
We just try to follow the game plan, you know, try not to foul and put teams on the free throw line because those are easy points. And then we just trust our game plan. We trust our you know, what we've been doing all throughout the course of this whole year. You know, we have a lot of length out there with myself, AD, Dwight, KCP, and Danny with the start of that third quarter. And we were able to, you know, get some deflections, get some turnovers, and get out and do what we do best on the break. But, you know, just having that type of size and that athleticism helps us out tremendously.
I know you've talked about using game one as a feel-out game. Was there anything even after the first quarter, LeBron, that you guys identified when things seemed to switch for you defensively starting in the second quarter?
Well, yeah, I mean, we know the first quarter definitely wasn't Laker basketball, Laker defense. And, you know, we just had some breakdowns. We had some breakdowns, but it took a quarter for us to kind of figure it out. Not saying that we fully figured them out because it's too early in the series to say that, but we started to get a better feel, started to get a better rhythm defensively. We started to get some stops in that second quarter and able to build that lead up going into halftime.
Hey, LeBron, it's Dave. We spoke about the MVP award with you back in March, and you said it's not something that's ever motivated you. Your true motivation is to try to be considered the best ever. But when you see the results come out tonight and or today, knowing you've won it 4 times, but now you've come in second 4 times, what's that feeling like for you, and what did you think of the results?
Pissed me off. That's my true answer. It pissed me off because out of 101 votes, I got 16 first place votes. That's what pissed me off more than anything. You know, not saying that you know, the winner wasn't deserving of the MVP. But that pissed me off. And I finished second a lot in my career, either from a championship and now 4 times as an MVP. You know, like I said, I never came into this league saying, let me be an MVP or you know, be a champion. I've always said, I just want to get better and better every single day. And those things that take care of yourself. But some things are just out of my hand and some things you can't control. But it pissed me off.
Did you surprise yourself by the reaction you had when you saw those results? Did you know that? I'm just wondering if you knew that you would have this strong of a reaction to seeing those numbers.
No.
Allie?
How good?
Ron, do you feel like the MVP criteria is something that rewards the most valuable player in the league?
I don't know. I'm not going to sit up here and talk about what the criteria should be or what it is. It's changed over the years since I've gotten to the league. I know that. It's just changed. It's changed a lot. You know, sometimes it's, you know, the best player on the best team. Sometimes it's the guy with the best season statistically. It's changed over the course of my career. I mean, you don't know, but you know, Giannis had a hell of a season. I can definitely say that.
Anyone else on the send? Tanisha, do you have anybody on your end?
Yeah, just last two, LJ. We'll go Bill Orm.
Hey, LeBron. In the past, when you've had, you know, call them slights or whatever, when you finished second in the past, did it bother you as much? And then the next question would be, how much of your strong reaction do you think has to do with the fact that you've done what you've done in year 17 at 35 with a new team? Does that factor into your kind of motion here?
I have no idea. I mean, I'm fine. Don't get it twisted. Like, I'm going back to my room. I'm perfectly fine. I mean, we're at 1-0 in the Western Conference Finals. I'm absolutely fine. So don't. Like, I was pissed off at the reaction earlier when I saw it. Absolutely great now. I'm going back to my room, drink some wine, and sleep very well tonight. So let's not get it twisted. I'm great. It's just the voting scale is a little weird to me sometimes. I mean, if you take 2012, if you just stick with me here, 2012, 2013, I had a chance to be Defensive Player of the Year and also MVP in the same season. And that year, Mark Gasol was rewarded Defensive Player of the Year. But he made second team all defense. Okay, so that doesn't make sense. It's like being the MVP of the league, but you make second team all NBA. That's when I really started to look at things a little bit kind of like differently. I was like, how does that even make any sense? It's like being rookie of the year, but you make second team all rookie, you know? And then I looked at the most improved this year, and rightfully so, Brandon Ingram was amazing. I thought he should have won it. But did you see the votes that Devontae Graham get? He averaged 4 points last year compared to 17 and a half. If that's not improving, what is? And it's just a weird thing sometimes that I don't know how much we are really watching the game of basketball, or are we just in the narration mode, the narrative.
Okay, last question, Bill Plaschke.
Yeah, LeBron, given all this team has been through and all you've had to lead them through this year, how would you compare this to your other MVP years, the years you've won MVP?
I don't even remember. I don't remember, actually. I don't know. I don't remember, to be completely honest. It'd be hard for me to answer that question. You got another one for me?
All right, that's LeBron James right there. Listen, you know what I walk away with? Listen to LeBron James talking about how getting 16 of 101 potential votes for MVP, and I don't have to sit here all day. I've said that he's the most valuable player. He's the best player in the world. Michael and I spent a lot of time doing that in the pregame show. I think it's absurd that LeBron is not voted as MVP. But to hear LeBron kind of voice his opinion on it, I think you got to like that if you're a Laker fan. Here's somebody now that is already so accomplished, but doesn't it feel like he's got a chip on his shoulder just listening to him right there? Doesn't it feel like LeBron James, who's trying to grab his fourth NBA championship, would be the opportunity as a three-time MVP, finals MVP with three different teams, which has never been accomplished before. Some big-time stuff still left in front of the Los Angeles Lakers. So I'm sure there's AD's got some individual awards that he feels like, okay, well, how did I not get Defensive Player of the Year? LeBron, how did I not get MVP? But the only award that matters at the end is winning the NBA championship. LeBron actually just tweeted out 16 out of 101. Okay, cool. I got y'all. So that's LeBron James right there. Let's hear, when we come back, we're going to hear from who I would say was the best player on the floor tonight. No question, Anthony Davis was the best player on the floor tonight. 37 points, 10 rebounds, and 4 assists. 12 of 15 free throws. Anthony Davis coming up next. Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.